Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
All I can say is thank God the elections for 2018 are finally completed. What a controversial election cycle it was, since it is what is considered an off-year election with no presidential candidate on the ballot. It proved to be just as everyone predicted, with the Democrats claiming a majority in the House and the Republicans adding to their majority in the Senate. Now let's see if we can all get along and get something done. There is much to be legislated for the next 2 years, like the immigration issue, health care, and other pressing issues. Let's hope they don't get mired down in investigations of each other, because we have seen what that accomplishes. Not much. It would be refreshing to see both parties work on sustainable compromises that produce real outcomes. Those who have been elected have been given a mandate to get to work and deal with the business of the government, which means doing their job. For instance, the immigration issue should have not been a problem as it is today if the Congress would have addressed it in a meaningful way years ago. Instead, it has been allowed to fester into a problem it is today. No wonder many presidents use executive orders to get people's work done. The problem with executive orders is that the next president in office can overturn them, and the problem then resurfaces. So Congress needs to act in order to make law, which will address issues and hopefully resolve some of the challenges we as a country face today. Locally, we have new office holders who promise to act upon the will of those who have placed them in office. Other issues were also decided by the voters, such as the future of the statue of President McKinley, which has been displayed in Arcata for years. It was an issue that needed to be decided upon by the voters, which they did. Many propositions on the state level were on the ballot, such as doing away with daylight savings time, which passed, as well as numerous bond issues for schools, hospitals, and other fiduciary concerns. One that caught my attention was Proposition 6, which dealt with the gas tax the legislature placed on gasoline this last year. The tax was imposed by the legislature and increased the cost of fuel in California by 20 to 30 cents a gallon for the purpose of improving California roads. To defeat the tax, a voter needed to vote yes on Proposition 6, making it somewhat confusing if you were against the tax. I found it amazing that the proposition was defeated with the tax remaining in place, considering the cost of oil has plummeted and the national average is $2.60 a gallon. I don't understand the willingness to continue the increase of taxation in our state when California is already one of the highest tax states in the country. It hasn't worked in the past, and I fear we'll be faced with higher tax schemes in the future to pay for something that should have already been budgeted for through the normal process. Hopefully, we'll see a big improvement in our roads. If not, it will be more empty promises from our legislature. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.